The high priests were filled with jealousy, and they laid hands upon the apostles and put them in jail. We're continuing to hear the unfolding of the early church. And what might be surprising is the almost immediate obstacles that the apostles and the disciples and that early church faced. This is the second time, just in the last couple of days, where the apostles have been arrested. And then they get arrested again at the end. Simply for proclaiming the truth. For speaking that light. For speaking about life. That those who were in charge tried to take the life away. But the angel told them, go and tell the people everything about this life. We each have received the same commission, this same mission. Because we too were in jail, we too were imprisoned because of our sin. But because God so loved the world and sent his only Son to free us, to bring us to everlasting life, we have been saved. Not by an angel, but by the blood of Jesus. And that same message, that same mission that the early church has, we have. Go and tell everyone about this life. We will face obstacles. We may even face imprisonment and persecution, martyrdom. Who knows? Because just like the leaders, people get jealous. People have a mindset of how things are supposed to be. And if you ever rock their boat, introduce an opposing viewpoint, they react with hostility, anger, and violence. This is what we're up against. It shouldn't deter us. It shouldn't cause us to be afraid. It's almost like a merit, like a good sign when we face opposition. If we're not being a thorn in someone's side, because of the message we're proclaiming of truth and life and goodness and joy and peace, because as the gospel says, those opposed to it hate it. They prefer darkness. They prefer sin. This is the effect that sin has in the life of the human person. And so we pray. We pray that we would truly be men and women, children of light, not deterred, unafraid of the persecution, even if it means imprisonment or gossip or backbiting or little difficulties. But pray that we can hear this message and with joy go and tell everyone about this life.